Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh, the leading meal delivery kit service. And we have talked about HelloFresh on the show before, so we gladly welcome them back. And HelloFresh wants to change the way that people eat forever and ever. They think that everybody deserves honest, natural, and healthy food. And the girls at Lady Lovin' do too. So they love to bring fresh ingredients and magic into your kitchen by delivering you boxes of everything that you need to create amazing recipes right to your door. So here's what you get: the recipe, you get all the food, and you get the convenience of having it delivered to your door. So they currently are offering customers a classic box, a veggie box, and a family box. You can order 3, 4, or 5 different meals per week designed for 2 or 4 people, and new recipes are created all of the time. So if you are looking for a new meal kit delivery service that makes cooking fun, easy, and convenient, definitely check out HelloFresh. And of course, we have a special promo for you guys. For $35 off of your first week of deliveries, visit HelloFresh.com and enter promo code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N, when you subscribe. Again, go to HelloFresh.com and enter code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N, to get $35 off of your first week of deliveries.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Happy Monday, listeners, or Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever day you're listening. You are listening to a brand new episode of Lady Lovin'.
Lady Lovin.
I'm Lo Bosworth. That was Jill. And I'm here with Greta, of course.
Hello.
Before we start the show, just a friendly reminder that we have our live, hashtag live show, happening at Caroline's on Broadway on April 5th, which is right around the corner. The show starts at 7:30 p.m. and you must buy tickets to be there. So they're available at carolines.com. Just search us out through the schedule and get those tickets. There are only a couple left, so hurry up and get them. Like, this week, we're serious. Anyway, it's just the three of us today on the show, so let's get into it.
Yeah.
Today, guys, we're just talking about our lives. You know, we've decided to take a deep dive into our personal lives to just figure out, you know, what we're doing and why.
Mm-hmm. Jill wants us to open up our credit card statements and
talk about what we're spending.
That's dark. That's a dark thing for me to do.
Greta is not excited about it, so maybe we'll do that next
You guys can
time.
Open up your credit card statements I'll judge you.
I'll open up my credit card statement.
I feel like my credit card statement is mostly like Uber and like almond milk lattes.
Mine's all Uber and Amazon.
What do you buy from Amazon?
Amazon's the shit.
I bought my air conditioner from Amazon like a year ago.
I buy literally everything from Amazon.
You know, if we lived in the suburbs, Amazon would drop shit off with a drone. You know, they have that now.
I don't understand that.
Like, yes, that Amazon drone.
What is the flying level for a drone, though?
I feel like that's a beta commercial. You know how they have like
No, guys, I think it's real. I think it's real. I think that they're delivering shit with drones. I mean, why not?
I'm obsessed with
what?
Alexa.
Do you have one?
No, but Lo does, and I've been using it when I come over. And literally, Lo and I have been hanging out, and sometimes she's in the other room. And then
Jilly just talks to Alexa.
I'm not even kidding, and I'm obsessed.
I heard you talking to Alexa yesterday.
Literally, I was like, Alexa, play some indie pop. And then Alexa would be like, playing electro wave.
Yeah. You know, I do really like those commercials where they're like, Alexa, cue the lights. And then the lights go down, and it's like, Alexa, play the birthday song. And then they do the surprise, and it's so much fun.
I was like, Alexa was playing music, and I was like, Alexa, what do you think of Ed Sheeran? And she was like, I do not have an opinion on that matter.
I just got some outlets that are Alexa outlets so that you can plug your lights and stuff into them. And then you can be like, Alexa, turn off the lights.
Yeah.
So it has to all be connected. Turn on the blender.
Yep. You have to get these special smart outlets and plug your devices into those things. But once you do that, then you can tell Alexa to you know, do things with them.
Do you guys remember that Disney movie Smart House?
Yeah.
I feel like Alexa is Smart House, except you don't have the cool remote or the weird dog that comes with it that I always wanted.
A lot of houses do have cool remotes these days, though.
My like house
brand new construction houses.
Yeah. My house has a
brand new construction
house. My house has a deadbolt. Yeah. That's it. That's all I have that's special is literally just a lock.
Yeah. Deadbolts.
When I was, we had like electric blinds in my house growing up.
Oh, like in the holiday when she's like staying in that new house. Yeah. And she like presses the button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we had electric. Out. You know, but they weren't in my room. They were literally in everyone else's room but my room.
Oh. The blackout ones or the electric ones?
The electric ones.
Poor G. Oh.
Poor me. Listen. Poor me. I had to go and turn down my own blind.
Your parents wanted to give you something to look forward to in life.
Yeah, they wanted to give me a chore.
Well, what I'm curious about is I wanted to see like what your guys' daily routines are.
Mm. Why don't you go first?
Well,
you don't have to go through the whole routine. Just tell us like a little something.
I guess my main question is I want to know what your electronic routines are.
You're interested in talking about like cell phone use, computer use.
That's pretty much
it. I actually have a very interesting thing to let you guys know about.
Let's hear it.
Oh, you want to hear it right now? I thought you were going to go first.
Whatever you want.
Okay, I'll tell you guys. So for the past few weeks, I've been having twice a day extreme bouts of dizziness and like slight nausea. And it happens to me around like 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes even it could happen even earlier than that, but it would always happen to me around like 5, where I would just have this like insane, I felt that I had vertigo because it was just like this like crazy dizzy spell that I would have, and I would have to sit down and I felt that I was nauseous and all of this shit. But then my friends who have vertigo,
How many friends do you have that have vertigo? You do?
We were talking about vertigo. Didn't you go to the doctor and they put the little cap on your head and
vibrating,
they flipped you over?
Yeah. Head machine, yeah.
Okay. Wow. I didn't realize vertigo was
Wait,
so popular.
You were there last week when we were talking about it.
No, she wasn't, because we were talking about it after the Women's March walking to Cafe Dante.
Yes, and you were there when I was having a bout of dizziness.
Unfortunately, I've been really busy.
I know.
So I haven't been able to hang out as much.
Okay, so just listen. I was doing all this research online afterward, and people say that if you are staring for too long at your phone screen, it can give you like crazy dizzy spells and things like that.
Do you think that's why this is happening?
Well,
I
really limit my screen time with my phone, because I'm also like, my boyfriend got me addicted to this stupid fucking game called BB Tan that I just can't stop. And it's like, you know, I'm not like a phone gamer, but the second I started playing this goddamn phone game, the dizziness came, and now I've cut myself off.
Maybe
and
it's
the dizziness
just the game.
Is gone.
Maybe it's the game. That's it.
That's so weird.
But me cutting out the game has cut my screen time with my phone in half.
That's crazy that you were playing that game for that long.
I was addicted. I mean, talk about you, Jilly, before we started recording, she was like, do you guys sleep with your phone at your bedside? I'd be playing BB Tan till like 3 a.m. on that shit.
Wait, oh I God. Love this. No wonder why you keep, this is like Greta's like deep dark secret. She's addicted to iPhone games.
I tweeted last week, I'm addicted to a phone game, and it's despicable because honestly, it's like, what am I doing? You know? And also I'm like late to this. It's not like it's Candy Crush. It's like some weird fucking game that is like not cool.
Do y'all remember the phone game Doodle Jump?
Yep.
No.
Loved Doodle Jump.
So I broke my iPhone last week, so I got a new one. And you know, you can go back and re-download all your apps.
Did Doodle Jump come back for you?
Doodle Jump came back.
Did you play?
I've played twice and then I was like, I can't do this
anymore. I think I played
one. But I get it. I get the game thing.
I played one game on my phone, but it had like jewels in it.
Oh, I know that game.
What was that called?
I think it was actually called Jewels. I'm being serious. No, BB Tan is like Brick Breaker. Do you guys remember Brick Breaker? Did you guys play video games growing up?
No. I played Mario Kart twice.
Did you play video games growing up, though?
I did a lot of Nintendo growing up, yeah.
I played a lot of PlayStation. I played a lot of Crash Bandicoot and Frogger and Parappa the Rappa. Do you guys remember that game?
No.
It was this little.
I didn't have a PlayStation.
Oh, you just had a
Nintendo.
N64.
Nintendo and then Nintendo 64.
Did you have a Sega Genesis by any chance?
Was that a Game Boy?
No.
The Sega Genesis was a handheld console, but it was like a little bigger. It was remember when Game Boy Color came out and everyone freaked out? I guess apparently I was a gamer as a child,
and
I never
let it go.
And I never let it
but
go.
What I really want to know about, like, is in the so the first thing that you do in the morning, do you like check your email?
BB Tan.
But like the first thing you grab your phone, or do you go to the bathroom and brush your teeth and then look at your phone? Like how what is your phone process like?
I look at my phone first.
You look at your phone first?
I have one of these nifty charging stands from Apple that cost way too much money. Because you have to buy the stand and then you also have to buy the cord. So like, fuck you. But I have one of those next to my bed.
Yeah.
And so I always just kind of like reach up and over to try to check and see the time. And then...
Because it stands upright and it stares at you.
Correct. And then...
So you don't set an alarm?
I don't set an alarm.
Wow.
I wake up like at 8 every day, just kind of like on my own. And I work from home. So I... obviously fortunate enough to set my own schedule so I can wake up at 8. But I don't even think that that's that late. I feel like if a lot of people that didn't have jobs would sleep till like 11.
I don't know.
Just be
I feel
lazy.
Like I've set an alarm every day except for Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But Sunday, like I'll set an alarm for like 9 just in case for some odd reason I sleep later because I don't want to sleep later because
yeah.
then I won't be able to fall asleep Sunday night and then my whole week's messed up.
Yeah.
But I have to set an alarm every day just because I'm like too anxious that I just like wouldn't wake up or something.
Yeah. For me, I've had insomnia issues in the past, and for me, sleep hygiene is really important. And so I should just put my phone in the other room
yeah.
when I sleep, but I just can't do that. So what I do is I have this thing on my computer called f.flux, and it makes the blue light on your computer go yellow at a certain time of day, so
yep.
you can set the timer. So like at 7 p.m., the color on my computer starts to be yellow light instead of blue light so that my body still doesn't think that it's like daytime outside. And then that goes until like 8 a.m. in the morning. And I have the same thing on my phone. The
night
iPhone
shift.
Gives you night shift
yeah.
now. And so that's turned on. So that's helpful.
So what time do you turn night shift on? 7 p.m.?
It turns on at like 8 or 9, I think.
That's great.
And then when I'm sleeping, I don't look at my phone. Like if
yeah.
I'm awake and I'm having an insomnia moment, I don't look at my phone to see the time. I don't play on my phone.
What about like,
I just don't
do you
do
have
that.
Your ringers on? Like if
no.
you get a text
no.
message or a call?
No.
Do not disturb.
I'm afraid though, like what if your like family's dying?
So there's a thing. You can press the moon on the iPhone, which
yeah.
goes into super silent mode, but you can set the settings so that if your people on your favorites list call you more than once,
it will,
then it will ring.
See, yeah, I always have mine. I got it. That's the one thing I have to do. I put my phone in the other room before I go to bed. And so like I can hear the alarm from the other room. And then I just, that wakes me up in the morning. Then I like get out of bed and turn it off. But I definitely like look at my emails and all of that before like I go to the bathroom and like brush my teeth.
In the morning.
That bothers me. Like I feel like I should like prepare my like, you know, like wash my face, like breathe before I'm just like looking at my emails, thinking about the day.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that would be better. But yeah, I put my phone in the other room because I'm just like, I don't want to sleep with it next to my head. When it's like that close to my body, I feel that I'm like more
getting
drawn.
Like radiation and that kind of shit.
I also feel like I'm more drawn to it. You know what I mean? Like I want to like look at Instagram if I like wake up in the middle of the night or something and it's like, instead of just like trying to fall asleep on my own, I'll like pull out my phone.
Yeah.
So I try to like avoid doing that. But obviously guys, like I don't use my phone for 24 hours. Because of Shabbat, which is really actually a little bit difficult to do that. Obviously, I've only been like doing that since sometime last year. And I've had a few slips, but to really just not use your phone for 24 hours is crazy.
It's nice.
Because like, I'll be hanging out with people and you just have nothing. You think about like those moments where you have nothing to say. Or like where you're just kind of drifting off and it's like you really can't turn to your phone.
But that's how I feel when I travel. If I like travel to another country, like when I go and visit my dad in Greece, I'm
yeah.
like very unconnected.
Yeah.
Because the only time I never sign up, well, if I'm traveling alone or if I'm traveling in a place where I don't know people, I'll obviously sign up for like a phone plan. But half the time when I'm just going to, if I'm going to visit my dad, I just do Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So like I can only have my phone working when mm-hmm. I'm in Wi-Fi.
Okay.
And obviously now there's like Wi-Fi pretty much everywhere, but I love traveling and being really like disconnected. And I feel like that allows you to really enjoy where you are and like focus on where you are.
The thing that's helped me with not doing that is I think that it's made it easier when you're like in an awkward situation or like, you know, somewhere where you're by yourself instead of just pulling out your phone.
To use your phone as a crutch.
Exactly. Like I feel like that's really helped me not use my phone as a crutch, which has been nice, but it's definitely so difficult to not use your phone for a day.
Mm-hmm. I'd throw my fucking phone out the window and never look at it again if I could.
Could we talk about Shabbat for you on Fridays?
Great, Lo.
So Vogue just did an article about Shabbat and how it's amazing. And
I haven't read it, but it is amazing.
You can tell us what Shabbat is and why you do it and why you like it.
So obviously Jewish religious people observe Shabbat, which means that they, you know, from sundown on Friday to when the sun goes down on Saturday.
Sundown to sundown.
You observe the holiday by not using electricity, not, you know, using transportation, like cooking all your meals before.
No money.
The day or before the Shabbat starts, no money, a bunch of other things. But for me, the reason why I started observing Shabbat is just because I felt like I was, you know, constantly like running around and doing all these things and overcommitting myself and just kind of like not looking for like the next best thing, but I just felt like I was like moving with no purpose a little bit in my social life and I wasn't so happy. And so I kind of just took a step back and realized that I needed to focus a little bit more on like what's inside of me and like what I want. Mm-hmm. And I guess I found that like through observing Shabbat. But yeah, I love like, you know, Friday nights I turn my phone off and I usually walk to dinner at a friend's house and have some drinks and some wine and some delicious food.
I love that drinking is involved.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
It's very fun. And then
if drinking weren't involved in Shabbat, I don't know what you'd
do. It's like delicious bread. It's challah and drinking, and it's great. And
sounds great.
Hanging out with your friends, and no one's on their phone. And you're literally just all talking to each other and enjoying each other's company. And then Saturday, I wake up, and a lot of people don't go to temple or shul, but I really like to go. And I kind of get about like 2 hours, and then afterwards, I'll go meet up with a friend and hang out, and everything that I plan it the day before. So I'll be like, Greta, like, buzz my apartment at 3 p.m. on Saturday, and then she'll have to be there. She can't cancel on me last minute. So I really like that, but it's just, I don't know.
And
if she really does,
you think she's dead.
Exactly.
True.
It's really helped me just kind of take that time to think about, like, what I'm doing, the plans that I want to make. Like, I have to know what I'm doing Friday, Saturday, even Saturday night. You know what I mean? And it's like, just having that time for myself is really important. I think that some people get that through meditation, or some people get that through yoga, or just through other things. But for me, just having that day where I just you know, focus on like myself and
being
reading
chill.
Prayers and just being chill is like very helpful to my life happiness.
I think in this day and age in 2017, where we're all so connected, it's such a beautiful thing to be able to disconnect in the way that you do. I'm totally jealous. It makes me want to do it even though I'm not Jewish.
You can still do it.
A lot of people take like a technology.
Take a tech break.
Yeah. Even before I did this, I had like a rule for myself where I was like, I'm not going to use my computer on Saturdays or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I felt like I needed a break.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I feel like I'm not as addicted to technology as some people that I know. Like, I'm really bad at using Facebook. I'm really not that great at using Twitter.
Let's just say probably you got the only Facebook last year.
Yeah, I got a Facebook 2 years ago, and I really have no idea how to use Facebook, and it became one of those things where I would get so overwhelmed by it that now I just kind of use it to like post about my monthly show that I have at the Jane and like random things. I used to be like, meh, I should get better at it, but at this point I'm just like, yeah, I don't really care. I love Instagram. That's probably my only like real internet tool that I'm like remotely addicted to or like look at a lot.
I'm either super on Instagram or like not on Instagram.
Yeah.
I can go for like a week and a half and not do anything.
Same.
See, I can't do that. And I even before I started observing Shabbat, I had a few friends, close friends that were like, I feel like when I'm at dinner with you, like you pull out your phone or you're like not present and blah, blah, blah. So like I really needed to make a change in my like ability to put technology away. But social media doesn't overwhelm me. I just like enjoy it. And I like coming up with like funny lines for it. So I think that's also why I like it. But the only time it like gets to me is with like ex-boyfriends.
Yeah.
Or like guys I've dated. Like I think about how much easier it would be if you just like didn't have a guy to like, you know, when your friend posts a photo, like a mutual friend of like your ex-boyfriend or like tags someone you've dated in a photo and then you think about him. I'm like, it'd be so nice to just not have that reminder. Mm-hmm. And it's like you can unfollow your ex-boyfriend, but like, what are you going to unfollow every single person that's ever been in contact with them?
Yeah.
It's like crazy.
I often just wonder what our connection would be as people if we didn't have any social media. Like, what would our friendships be like? What would we feel like? It's just like crazy. Like, what would our friendships be like? What would we think about? What would we like then speak about?
Because effort, you know what I mean?
I think that like in some ways having social media can make you feel really connected to someone that you don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it can make you feel like, oh, I haven't. Not even that you don't know, even like even a friend, you can be like, I haven't seen Annie in a really long time, but I know what's going on in her life. And you probably don't know at all what's going on in Annie's life. It gives us all this false idea that
Definitely.
We know what's going on in people's lives when
it
we really don't.
It gives you the false idea that everyone else's life is perfect.
Yeah, of
see,
course. That's like a huge
but you
issue.
You see right through that. Like, I feel like you look at all these photos and yeah, that's great, but like literally no one's life is perfect.
I mean, there's
I
a
guess
whole
I'm just
new.
At all the people who are like engaged in getting married, and I'm just like, I will stab you in the neck.
There's a whole new section of like of psychologists and or psychiatrists rather studying like clinical depression based around social media. It's like very real and it happens to all of us.
Well, I feel like even for the younger generation, like I couldn't even imagine dealing with all the like technology shit in high school right now. Like I could barely deal with like actual real interactions in high school.
I think that for the younger generations though, like they have grown up with this, so they don't know any different.
Yeah.
Like we remember, I mean, basic shit as like picking up your landline and calling your friend to see if they wanted to meet up. We remember cell phones before they had email. We remember the first cell phone. Do you know what I mean? Not the first cell phone, really, that we don't remember, but still. I mean, we remember dial-up internet, not being able to get internet everywhere, all of that shit. Like, we were in the internet age, but not like the generations now.
Yeah.
My like 10-year-old cousin's brain is practically a MacBook. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like totally molded like that and they understand it and it's their
and they know how to fucking code when they're like 8.
It's just their dialogue. It's how they know how to connect. Like for us, we have so much, we're like meh, but I know what it's like to hang out, but now I also have Instagram or like I know what it's like.
I think that it's just the internet is so great for work and I think for that sort of overall feeling of connectivity and for people like, you know, even like writing my notes to my selfie, like I wanted to write something and that was the perfect outlet. And like, it's really helped with like my career and also like helped me connect with people. And I feel like that's great. It's just the thing that I hate about it is just more of the real life. Like this is my, like being like having best friends and then the social media and dealing with all of that or like guys and dealing with all of that. Like that's the stuff I just like find to be difficult. But like in the larger sense, I think it's the coolest thing in the world.
Right.
Like I have this girl named @LinusBadSeed on Instagram and we're like Instagram best friends. And I think that she's so funny and we've never met and we maybe will never meet.
No, it's
like,
cool to have internet
friends.
We're going
to be Instagram friends forever.
I think it's great. I just think it's a weird thing. I think everybody feels weird about how connected they are and their cell phones and their social media. It's something that you could literally discuss forever and ever and ever because it's a whole like sort of, it is its own universe.
Yeah.
You become a different, you become like an avatar of yourself in another universe.
For sure.
Because half of these people that they project to be, they aren't. And then, you know, people that are like meme accounts and all this other shit, like you forget that like a meme account is like a person, you know?
It's even like, I'll take a photo like 40 photos and I'll be like, which one, which one, which one? They all look the same, like the same fucking exact photo. And I'm like so picky about like which one to put on the Instagram. You know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm. whereas before when we had these like other like stupid yellow clicky cameras, you would just take a bunch of random photos and mm-hmm. that's what you got.
Do you guys, sorry to totally change the subject. Do you guys cook for yourselves? Do you like ever cook and eat it at home?
I don't because I do not like my kitchen. I have a really old apartment and I have a little bit of OCD and I find that I just can't have like the smell or any of that in my apartment. I'm just like freaked out.
I got it. Do you have anything in your fridge?
Yes.
Like what?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
I bet Jelly has almond milk and like hot sauce. Maybe.
Do you have like
apples? A sauce? You have like a sauce in there. Maybe you have a jar of almond butter.
Yeah, almond butter for sure.
I just have almond butter.
That's it?
Yeah.
You don't have almond milk or anything?
No, because what am I having the almond milk with?
I don't know. Maybe you get a coffee and you want to toss a little bit in there.
But if I get a coffee,
do you ever like boil water?
No.
Do you own a pan?
A true New Yorker. She could use her oven as storage.
You are a true New Yorker. I really don't like eating by myself. Like, I'll go out to dinner by myself.
But you don't like eating in your own home by yourself?
No, not really.
Do you think that would change if you, like...
If I had a nicer kitchen, yes. But I really am uncomfortable with my kitchen. But like,
I think
I
your kitchen's so cute.
It's very cute. I just feel uncomfortable, like, with my... I don't want like bugs or rats and I'm afraid.
You're scared that if you have food in your house, you're going to get rodents.
Yeah.
That's a fear. I'm not going to say it's irrational, but I do also think that you could cook in there and you'd be fine.
I probably could. I also feel that, you know, every time I cook in the past for one, it's like there's so much extra food. I waste so much money at the grocery store.
It's hard cooking for one person. Bad.
It's just like I literally like underneath my apartment is a juice press, is like a coffee place I like, a sandwich place, like mm-hmm. Sweet Green's 0.3 miles away. Like anything I could ever want is literally
right there.
At your little fingertips.
Yeah, so I just don't really care. And I'm very busy and I like to hang out with people. So
yeah.
Whatevs.
Well, I'm making a move to the East Village.
Yes, I'm so excited. You're going to be super close to me. Literally, you're going to be a 6-block walk from my house.
And have a backyard, and I'm worried about rats.
Don't be worried about rats. You're also elevated. Yeah. You're not like, you're not ground floor.
Not on the ground floor.
I know, but still.
I only worry about them because I live above a restaurant.
Yeah.
And so I feel like there's that. And I don't know. I just, you know, we all know about my cockroach story mm-hmm. where I threw away my shower curtain. You know, I'm just like, ever since then, it's like probably once a week I wake up and think there's a cockroach on my face.
All right. Well,
so, you know, I don't think cooking
is going to make you feel better.
The facility that I'm in right now is great. But I do love my apartment. I don't know. But I think we should take a break. And then when we get back, I would love to talk about sexual virtual reality future.
I love the convenience of working out from home, which is why I was so happy to find out about Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is the total solution for health, fitness, and weight loss. Members get convenient access to over $6,000 worth of the most effective fitness and nutrition programs ever created from some of the best super trainers in the world. It's proven to deliver amazing results, and this platform is the largest community of its kind dedicated to helping people actually achieve their goals. I love Beachbody On Demand because I was able to try all of these workouts that I had heard of that I had never been able to try before. P90X, Insanity Workout, 21 Day Fix Extreme, all of these trends that I had heard about that I had wanted to try, but I never did. Beachbody On Demand made it truly at my fingertips in the convenience of my own home. Whether you're just trying to lose weight in general, or you're preparing for something like a wedding or a marathon, or you just overall need to improve your general physical health, it is the one-stop shop for everything about working out and nutrition. So,
you should go and claim your free 30-day membership. Just text LADYLOVIN, all one word, no spaces, to 303030 and get a full 30 days of access to this entire platform for free. I just started doing P90X and I already feel like my cardio level is so much greater than it was before. I feel like I'm already in better shape than I was, and I've only been doing it for like 5 days, and I honestly love it. I selected P90X because my cousin did it and she lost a bunch of weight. And I was like, well, she's a mom and has three kids and I'm just a single person with dogs. So I should definitely learn how to do P90X if she can do it too. So go get your free 30-day membership. Text LADYLOVIN to 303030 and get a free full 30 days of access to all of the workouts you could ever think of and more. Oh, and did I mention the fact that they're available on your smartphones, on your iPads, on your TV, on your computer, so you can truly take these workouts anywhere? I promise you, you're gonna love it.
Today's episode is also brought to you by Letote. That's Letote.com. That sounds fancy, right, Greta? She thinks so. Letote is a fashion subscription box that sends brand name clothing and accessories right to your door. And I love this because for me, when I go shopping, I always feel like the sales clerk is following me around. And I know that they're just trying to do it to be helpful, but it can make me feel a little bit uncomfortable sometimes. And so shopping online and having everything just delivered right to my door is a great way to be able to try stuff on, wear it, return it. So here's how Letote works. It is a fashion subscription box, just like I said, and the tote is customized based on a special algorithm to fit you just right based on your style. You can get as many totes as you want every month. You simply wear, return, and repeat, which is so cool. So you can get up to $700 worth of clothing for only $39 a month. You're renting your looks and you get new confidence from your clothes every single day. And we believe that good fashion does not have to cost a fortune. So that's why we are absolutely loving Letote right now. So go to letote.com. That's LETOTE.com and get started for as low as $39 a month and enter promo code LOVIN, LOVIN, to get 50% off of your first month. Fill out your style profile and sign up to get a custom tote delivered right to your door. Wear what you want, return everything in the mail when you're done, and you will get a fabulous new box within days. Again, that's letote.com. Enter my code LOVIN, LOVIN, and feel fabulous with fashion delivered right to your door. Welcome back. Before we talk about sexual virtual reality, Greta cooks. She wants to talk about it.
Greta was feeling really left out that we didn't want to ask talk about the fact about that I cook. Cooking. So, Greta, tell us everything that you cook.
Okay, I'll tell you really quickly. I do not like cooking for one person, so I understand what Jilly's saying because it's very hard to cook for one person because you can have a lot of waste. You can just like buy a bunch of shit and then you cook too much.
Yeah.
I go in, this is going to be very, very short. I go in highs and lows with whether or not I cook. Sometimes I'll be cooking all the time for like 4 months and then I'll go another 4 months where I truly don't cook at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I do is like I always cook eggs. I'll always do that, and I always make, like, tea or coffee if I need to.
Yeah.
But in terms of, like, meals, now that my sister is living with me, we cook much more.
Yeah.
But what I like to do is make, like, soup and, like, stew, things that I can, like, mm-hmm. freeze and, like, reuse or something.
I feel that.
My sister loves to buy all these, like, salad ingredients, but if you don't eat lettuce, like, pretty quickly, it gets all wilty and moldy and gross.
This is what I'm telling you guys. I don't want to eat, like, make pasta for myself. You know what I mean?
But it's about just cooking in a smart way.
I guess I just don't. And then also cooking, it's like you have also need to go to the grocery store.
I love going to the grocery store.
That is one thing that is not near my apartment. There's no grocery store near my apartment.
I love going to the grocery store. Lo, you're so good. I mean, you love cooking. You cook all the time.
Lo has the best Insta stories with all of her cooking.
Cooking on the gram, guys.
Okay, but yeah, I do. When I do cook for myself, I also do make a lot of salads, and I make gigantic salads, and I end up eating all of them.
Yeah.
And I love it.
I love having everything already cut up in my fridge.
Yeah, having a whole prep situation. It's really nice.
Like Sweet Green, but in your house.
Yep. I think it's great. Okay, so that's all I want to talk about, and just to let people know that I'm not a total waste of life, and I can cook for myself.
You're not a total waste of life.
I just feel like if I didn't live in New York, I'd probably cook a lot more. There is the thing that Jillie was saying about, like, I could go to the grocery store and spend $20 on food, half of which will go to waste, or I could go and, like, get a salad from a salad place for like,
$11.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that's kind of where I feel like I'm at in my life. But I will say that when I do have a family, I would love to cook, and I'm very excited to cook my own Shabbat dinners.
Mm-hmm. What is this that you want to talk about? Cyber sex?
Well, I've just thought for a sexploration, since we're talking about phones, we could also then talk about
our daily sexual schedules.
If you want, or if we can talk about the future of
sex.
Yeah.
Girl, there's already so much shit.
I don't feel sexy every day. Like, oh my God, no. Every day, do you?
No, no.
I used to, but not anymore.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I do.
You feel horny every day?
Like, maybe because I don't have a boyfriend.
Okay.
You know?
I'll tell you that even when you do have a boyfriend, like, you still don't really want to have sex every day. Some people do. But I'm not really in that place of, like, having sex every day.
When I lived with my boyfriend, I didn't want to have sex with him every day.
Yeah, my, like, sex life is exactly like my cooking. I'll have, like, 4 months where I'll be, like, really fucking horny, and then, like, another 4 months where I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just don't want to deal with it. But I do that feel, sounds so bad, but sometimes I just don't feel like having the sex and needing to clean up and then like needing to.
Yeah, it's not personal about your partner.
No.
It's just like a laziness.
Yeah. I thought you were saying, do you feel like sexy every day?
Do you feel sexy every day?
Yeah, I do.
That's great.
Wow, that's great, Jillie. Sometimes I feel like I look like an 11-year-old boy.
I'm not saying that I feel hot every day, but I feel sexy every day.
I feel sexy when I like get dressed.
Yeah.
And like do my hair.
This thing where you guys know that I never leave the house in sweats.
I do.
I always get dressed.
But cashmere sweats that are like.
Yeah, I was
going to
be like, hold on, pause. It's not like you're leaving the house in like some like Russell, like oversized, like double.
No, but I'm saying like I am the type of person where I always like every morning, like I wake up and I take a shower every morning and I like put on makeup and I get dressed. You know what I mean? Like I definitely like always put myself together. And I think that probably helps with like feeling like sexy.
Mm-hmm. My I don't know. One of my lady loves Gianna. It looks great in a sweat outfit. She like can really pull off a sweat look.
I'm not knocking sweats. I'm just saying I think that's like for me just getting dressed. Even like getting dressed and putting sweats back on.
Getting dressed is a huge thing for me with my depression.
It definitely is.
When I like get dressed, it really helps me with my depression.
Yeah.
I just feel like, oh,
yes,
I'm in clothes.
It's hard to even get dressed, though, when you're depressed.
Oh, yeah, it's really fucking hard.
Like, making the decision. Honestly, if I'm feeling down, I can toil in the decision of, like, whether to get dressed or not for, like, 3 hours.
Yeah, I can, too. And if I'm, like, feeling really depressed, oh, don't even get me started on, like, what happens with, like, if I even feel like showering and, like, getting wet sometimes when I'm really depressed is, like, crazy. But when I do,
when she does shower,
then it pops off. Yeah. No, I think getting dressed is important. I mean, most people now it's like all these fucking half of these workplaces, they don't even give a shit what you look like.
No, but I don't even mean that. I think it's just the act of like, you know, whatever you want to wear, like putting it on with this is my like look for the day. You know what I mean? As opposed to like just like rushing and rolling out of bed and just leaving the house like feeling like a mess.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine?
Just feeling good in whatever you're wearing, I think is like important to, you know, feeling confident and great about yourself.
I wore a beret to dinner on Saturday.
And how did you feel about it?
Great. I'm going to wear a beret again tonight.
I think
you look great in a beret.
Thanks.
Well, basically, guys, when I was talking about virtual reality sex things, I found this article.
Sorry, we totally just were like.
No, I just found this interesting article that basically said that there's a gas mask virtual reality porn thing that this company Cam Soda is releasing. And basically, there's two canisters that fit into this gas mask. And it looks like goggles and then like a gas mask. So you could sort of like, I guess, watch the stuff in the goggles. And then there's this gas mask. And it says that users can watch a cam performer in virtual reality experience the odors they've chosen from their own personal scent profile.
Weird.
Weird. But isn't also that cool.
So weird.
It's like a lot of sensory shit happening. That's cool. I mean, pheromones is like a huge part of what turns you on and like makes you feel horny. So if you are watching porn and you like get the scent, I mean, imagine like
you can. It says it'll be perfume odors to ocean smells to body odor and even the scent of sex organs.
Yeah, that's hot. I'm into that. I would like to try that.
How do you like capture the scent of sex organs?
I mean, just ways.
Like, how do you make that scent?
You just get a sex organ and then you distill it.
Yeah. Really though, is that all you do?
I mean, like, just like it's sex organ. I don't know. I mean, maybe the smell of a vagina. Like, is that what they're saying? The smell of like balls?
Probably.
I don't know.
Like, that's probably
cum smells a certain way.
I know, but what I'm asking you is like, I know how they make perfume, right? They just like take a bunch of
They probably take a bunch of jizzle, put it in a little distillery, and then they get the essence of the cum. They get cumessence.
Cumessence.
So I guess each of like the cam people can, you know, prepare their profiles with a wide variety of scent options.
Yeah.
And then the person watching it can choose the scents.
That sounds great. I would love to try this.
I like don't even. She says that a lavender pumpkin scent is the one that gets the men most aroused.
Yeah, because
followed by donuts and black licorice.
Men are fucking stupid. I love that what makes men and most donuts. Aroused are pumpkin and donuts.
Like,
spare
what?
Me. Come on.
Like, I can't with that.
Wait, you know what I did want to say when we were talking about getting dressed? Could you imagine being like Marie Antoinette needing to get dressed in like the 1700s and getting all that corseting and all of that
I would have loved to be in the sort of like the 60s or 70s. Not so much the 70s, I would say, but the 60s where you just would get dressed in like your little suits.
What?
And curled hair and heels.
Julie, yeah, that's cute. You can do that now.
I know, but I just mean I enjoy getting dressed up.
I just keep on thinking about what it would be like to just have that whole dressing kit and caboodle back in the day.
Yeah. I think the hardest thing would be the what we now call a waist trainer.
Yeah, the corseting.
The corset.
Do you know that I ordered a waist trainer through Black China's Instagram 2 weeks ago and it just never showed up?
Really?
That might be my favorite thing I've ever known about you.
That's incredible. Do you want a waist train?
I don't know.
Okay, I thought I wanted to buy a waist trainer too.
I have no idea.
Tell you, I do not think it's safe to like squish your organs.
There are all of these articles about how it's not safe.
It's not safe to like squish your rib cage.
It's definitely
like,
you know what
we need to be doing is just like exercising.
You know, 100% it's not safe.
We should just get Black China on the show and ask her what the fuck. Where is my waist trainer?
But it's so crazy because I think that you have to like sign a like disclaimer before you purchase it. Like if my organs die, like I'm not going to sue you.
No, because it's, I mean, like we were saying, people have been doing this for centuries.
Yeah.
Have been doing this to their body.
I guess it's fine if you like do it a little bit, but I just feel like it's so unnatural.
Well, if you really want the waist trainer to work, you need to really commit and wear it like 8 hours a day.
But
and you're supposed to do everything in it. You're supposed to exercise in it.
Right?
Exercising in it is a really weird thing to me.
I feel like, what if you pass out?
You know
people
who waist trains?
Who?
Danielle Prescott.
Strangers.
I know. I see her on
She posts on her stories about waist training. We should ask her what's up.
We should ask her what she thinks about it. I don't know, man. It freaks me out, but I definitely would love to like be a little bit, you know, curvier there.
Kim Kardashian, you have. Kim Kardashian attributed like 90% of her like comeback post baby bud to a waist trainer.
But like, how does it last?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. But Jilly, I would say all of your hard work is paying off. You look great.
Deforming your body is a real thing. You hear about like tribes where they wear rings around their neck and they like elongate their necks and like even
earrings?
The thing in your ear, ears.
I used to
like
love stretch guys your ears. With so the like stretched ears it's in high school.
I used to love guys with gauges. Wow, that is so telling, and I love that so much, Jilly.
I used to love Panic at the Disco, and I like dyed my hair dark brown in high school and was like, I'm punk, and everyone's like, no, you're not.
I bet you were super hot.
And I also wore like a spiked belt.
Jill has had so many iterations of herself.
Not really, just yes. My hair color.
So many iterations.
What happened after the punk one?
You have gone from being like super girly to like super chic and just like super downtown and then super Brooklyn and then super alternative. Not all in this sequence, but you have
when
done all
I
of these.
You getting called out, girl. Okay, I'm about to.
Wait, like real quick, what is a super Brooklyn look?
Just like so cool.
When did I dress so cool?
Well, you've always had great style. I'm not critiquing your style. Your
no,
style
I'm
has
not,
always been
I don't feel
on
judged.
Fucking
I'm just
point.
I want to know what a Brooklyn style is.
I guess I just mean when you're not dressing like really feminine, I feel like you're doing Brooklyn.
I guess. Well, you want to know what? Recently, this past year, I've been into pink, as we all know.
I love pink.
And since 2016, with the pink hair, and all I want are pink clothes.
Yeah. Well, I've had many iterations of hair.
Yeah, Greta, you also have had a lot of looks.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I feel like I'm done with my looks. This is it, guys.
Same.
This is all I can
I'm
do.
I'm done. I've found the best version.
I think I've been the same for years now, but
your Arizona looks that she shows me every once in a while with her like dark brown bangs, and she always has like a beer between her boobs. Like her boobs are like a cup holder for like
a
Bud Light.
Yeah, I had Greta posted an Instagram photo a little while ago from when? College days?
Mm-hmm.
When she had beers taped mm-hmm. to her stomach and mm-hmm. the photo is of her lifting her shirt up and showing you all the beers taped.
Yeah, where
her
did were you going with that?
It's so embarrassing where I was going with that. I was going to a Knicks game.
Oh my and God. So you just didn't want to pay for beer there?
Yeah,
you
I don't.
You didn't have an ID.
I didn't want to pay for beer. I didn't have an ID, and I just didn't want to pay for beer. I was probably just being cheap. You know MSG, they hike up their fucking prices. All stadiums getting beers is like $12. And I was like, fuck that. I'm 20. I'm going to, or 19 rather. I was 19 and I'm going to strap some beers to my stomach.
Yep.
And live my life. Yep. And I did and it worked.
Yep.
It was so awkward though when I had to go to the bathroom to like unstrap the beers.
Did you ever like cut out a hole in like a loaf of bread and stick a bottle of vodka in it?
No, girl. Like that's some
that.
Like jailbreak shit. Like I'm not
like
fucking
you totally
doing that.
Done that.
That's crazy. Where'd
no,
you even hear
I
that?
Saw it in a meme.
That's really
where I get
funny.
All my news and information.
I think all my friends in high school's parents would have been more alarmed if I came bearing a loaf of bread than if I came holding a bottle of vodka. They'd be like, yeah. What?
That's funny.
It's true.
Funny because it's true.
Well, guys, now that we've talked a little bit about our lives, who are your lady lovin's this week?
Mm. Ooh, my lady lovin' is going to be Cher.
My lady lovin' is you guys.
Oh, that's really sweet, Lo. I feel bad that I said mine was Cher first.
Wait, why is your share first off?
Well, because I was making my flyer for my show at the Jane Hotel, which is this Wednesday, the 22nd. So please come if you're in New York. Starts at 8 p.m. on the roof. It's free. And while I was making my flyer for the show, which is on my Instagram, I was like, who really inspires me? Who do I love? Who do I love their style? Who do I think is this like great person? And I was like, you know, Cher. And then I just was like, got into a vortex for like 2 hours of Cher images. And I mean, if I had a catalog, like Cher of all the photos of myself, yeah. I would love it. You know, my friend is actually in town. She was Cher's ghostwriter for like a book.
Whoa.
And Cher would only want to write from her bedroom, which I think is so sexy and funny.
Cool.
So Cher.
I love that. Cool. I would like to shout out. Oh, I just forgot.
Oh my God. Who?
She forgot.
I forgot.
It'll come back to her.
Oh.
Is
Raven
it coming back?
From The Bachelor?
Oh, Raven.
I'm just going to shout her out because I think that, I don't watch The Bachelor, but I watched one episode and she talked about how she never had an orgasm. And I think
Did you hear her boyfriend being like, oh, that's a lie. Yes, she did.
Well, whatever. I think that it's brave to say things like that. And so I would say that Raven, that was pretty, you know, an empowering move for yourself. And I think that it's important to speak on things that
touch your heart.
Yeah.
I love Raven. Raven was my
pick. I don't know anything about her. I just thought that was interesting. And I feel like a lot of times people will be like, yeah, I have orgasms all the time. And like, sex is great. And I think it's just nice when people are like, you know,
a little honest.
Maybe that hasn't happened to me and that's okay. And like, I'm cool with it. So
I did watch The Bachelor and I really wish that Raven had won. That being said, she is young and free and ready to live her life. She's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise, which obviously she's going to be amazing on. I love Raven. And I think Nick is a fucking twat. So I think she's better off without him.
Bravo.
Well, guys, thanks for listening this week. If you have any, you know, questions, concerns, or just you feel like saying what up, you know where
slide
to find us.
Into our DM.
Or, you know, if you have noticed, our Instagram's pretty popping these days.
Thanks. That's Jilly.
At @LadyLovin_.
Bravo. Chat with you guys next week.
See you at our show.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.